Hi, John. Robin Cooper. Hello, welcome to Rob. Hello, every one of you. Hello, callers, viewers, and welcome to the Robin Cooper podcast live from the capital city London town. We're in London Street, I suppose. It's in the middle. Must be probably called London Street. With a very special guest. His name is Joe Cornish, and he's a very. You may know him. You may not know him. May know him. He used to be part of the Adam and Joe Pro Show on and he's a very talented director. How are you?
I'm very well, Robin. Thanks for having me on.
You're having a nice day in London?
Very nice, thanks very much.
What were you doing 2 hours ago?
Oh, probably having a wash.
Oh, and were you dirty?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow, what have you been doing to get so dirty? Because you look moderately clean.
Well, just, you know...
Teeth are a bit dirty, caked in, very brown and muddy and filthy teeth.
Just the general wear and tear of daily life, really, you know.
And you enjoy life?
Fudge around the hinges.
Pardon?
Fudge
around
the hinges.
Do you enjoy
daily life? I do, yes.
And nightly life?
Not so much.
Not so much, no. And do you tend to sleep at night?
Yeah.
And we're back with Joe Cornish. His full name is... Joe Cornishly, and we're talking about his amazing career. Now, tell me about the Adam and Joe show. You worked with Adam Bickley very closely. What were the shows about? I heard that they were sort of like musicals.
The Adam and Joe show?
Yes.
Yeah, they
90-minute musicals or something.
They had music in them. Not 90 minutes, though.
No, 80 minutes.
Might have seemed like
that. Sorry about the time.
Were
they a success?
A moderate success.
Were you a millionaire?
Scale success. And sadly not.
What time's it on tonight?
It's not on tonight,
oh,
Robin.
Right. Problems then.
Probably hasn't been on for like 10 years.
Oh, why? That's
well,
not
actually,
very good.
Actually,
no
one like 8 years.
Oh, 8 years. Yeah.
No one will put them on.
Right. And are you still friendly with Adam Bickley, or do you physically fight?
We physically fought in the past, but yeah, we're still friends.
And who would win in a fight? If you say you had a big fight and you were armed with whatever was near you. In this case, there's a plastic bag from Sainsbury's, it says it's made from 50% recyclable material, which I think recycling is a very good idea. Do you not agree?
Well, what about
we're back. Now, I also want to know with my guest, Joe Cornish, you're doing a film. Tell us all about the film.
Well, I want to go back to the plastic bag.
Yes.
Robin.
And is the film about plastic bags?
Well, no. There might be. There's a plastic bag in it, though, actually.
And what's the plastic bag to do with the actual film?
It's kind of a prop one of the characters has.
And what happens in the bags? Is it somehow a metaphor for humanity's brain?
Not really, no. It's got Caramax
in it. Carrots in
Caramax.
Caramax in it. Sounds like a terrible film. Do you think it'll be a success? Who would want to go and see a film about a brain inside a bag filled with carrots?
Well,
and we're back in my final question to you, Joe Cornishly. Is this, what do you think we should do about the whole parking schemes in and around London? Should they be abolished? Should they be expanded or contracted? What would you do if you were put in charge in some mayoral capacity?
Of parking schemes?
Yes, listen to the question.
I'd make it all free. I'd make it all free.
But then surely the rates would have to go up some way to... Well, there you have it. A man beset by problems and doubts at a career low the moment he has sat here with nothing but a plastic bag and filthy teeth. But it's been wonderful to talk to you, Joseph Cornish. Any final words?
That's
Thank you so much for having you on the show. And really